You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guest today is Reggie Schapp over from the Jack and the Juno Jazz and Classics headquarters there. How's
yes,
it going,
we're
Reggie?
Just about to get Juno Jazz and Classics Festival started and ready to go.
This is such a wonderful time of year, the influx of live musicians just off the heels of Folk Fest. There's something almost every day of the month, it seems like.
For 16 days,
yeah,
there's something almost every 16 days.
For the first half. So you're here to give us some highlights and maybe some things that we should have on our radars, if it's not on our radars already. So what's the first thing you'd like to talk about?
Well, our opening night is Martini and Mozart's at the Treadwell Room at the Baranoff, and we are just about sold out. So if you're thinking about going, you need to get your tickets soon. When I left, there was only 3 tickets left for that performance. So you need to get online and get those soon. On Saturday, we have King Louis and LaRonda Steele.
Wonderful.
They're so awesome. A wonderful blues dance party we're going to have over at Centennial Hall. Great music. It's going to be a lot of fun dancing. So Saturday night, you want to be at Centennial Hall for the blues dance.
I wanted to go back to Friday. The Martinis and Mozart. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? If somebody's like wants to go but doesn't
Julie
know what it's going to be.
Julie Coucheron and William Ransom. They're going to be doing 4-handed piano, and on the beautiful Steinway that they have at the Baranoff Hotel. And so it's going to be different songs from Mozart and Debussy. They'll have some wonderful music all evening long.
That's great. So folks can just sit,
have a
cocktail,
martini, listen to some great music.
Sounds so classy.
It should be.
And it sounds like a lot of fun. And then Saturday, the blues dance. I don't think anybody needs to be nudged to come to that. This town loves to dance.
And then Sunday, we're doing something new out at the Shrine. We're doing Winds at the Shrine. We have a wonderful group called Volante Winds coming. And this wind group is an award-winning group with Grammy Awards in the classical divisions for their music. They are fantastic. And to hear the winds out at the Shrine should just be a beautiful experience. We have 2 shows, 1 at 4 and 1 at 6:30.
And do you still have tickets left for that?
We do have tickets left for that.
Go ahead.
they're about more than half full, but there's still time to get tickets to that one. And with the weather not supposed to be fantastic, it's a great day to be inside listening to wonderful music.
I agree. And that's a beautiful location no matter what the weather.
No matter what the weather. It's such a beautiful spot.
Okay. So that's this weekend. But there's more.
There's more.
A
if
lot
you
more.
Miss Volante Winds at the Shrine, you can pick them up Wednesday night at the Clan House. Now, they're doing 2 totally different programs. So if you see them at the Shrine and you see them at the Clan House, you will hear 2 totally different programs of music. And the Clan House is such wonderful reverberance in there with a wonderful cedar. It's just a great experience. Anyone who went last year when we had our first event at the Clan House, it was very, very special. So we're looking forward to having them there.
Oh, that sounds great. I mean, it will literally sound great.
It really literally will sound great. And we're trying something new this year. We're doing something called Bach Under the Stars. We are going to go to the planetarium at Marie Drake, and the stars will be shining, as well as a fantastic Grammy Award-winning star guitarist named Elliot Fisk. He plays a classical guitar, and he has transcribed Bach's cello suites to guitar. And he will be playing excerpts of different Bach cellos on the guitar.
Oh, wow.
It should be a beautiful experience sitting there with the stars going around, beautiful music.
Yeah.
And we need to thank Christina De La Rosa from the Planetarium who is sponsoring this for us. It's pretty cool.
Oh, I can just picture it. It's going to be beautiful. And it doesn't matter what the weather does.
No.
You will see stars. the art, the musician sounds really beautiful too. I personally love classical guitar.
Oh, and he's just a phenomenal musician, artist with it. It's just amazing.
Elliot Fisk. Okay, what else can we look forward to?
Well, as you move on down, we're going to bring in a gypsy guitarist, the Gonzalo Bergara Trio, jazz trio. He plays gypsy jazz. He was born and raised in Argentina and studied in France. So he blends the two kinds of music together into this wonderful kind of gypsy jazz. And that's going to be at the Jack, Jazz at the Jack on Friday, May 10th.
Oh, I see that. It says jazz concert, 7:30 p.m., but it didn't say gypsy jazz. So that is another one of my favorite genres, or French jazz, you know, kind of along the same style. How cool.
Well, if you like guitars, you got to come Saturday night to Putting on the Ritz, because it is dueling guitars.
Oh,
we're going to have the Gonzalo Bergara Trio as well as Elliot Fisk, and they're going to go back and forth trying to outdo each other with different kinds of music. And they'll end the performance with a special piece that's been written for them to play together.
Oh, that sounds like...
And everyone loves Putting out the Ritz at the Egan University. It's beautiful there in the library. It's just a wonderful experience. Now, there's only about 25 tickets left, so don't delay too long.
And where can we get tickets? Where's the best place?
At jazzandclassics.org online, or you can call us at the office, 463-3378, and, of course, at the Jack, as well as Hearthside Books.
That's nice and easy, especially
for me.
There's
the first week in 8 days. Look at everything you can do in just 8 days.
Yeah, and I like that the Dueling Guitars is out there for our friends in the Valley, taking place at UAS. So you don't have to come all the way downtown if you don't live downtown for that one. So.
I know. We've only got 30 miles of road, and you would think we had 120.
Oh, yeah. The people complain about the commute, but I even do it myself. I do love how the festival is nice and spread out, both over the month and geographically. So anything else you want to touch on? I do want to talk about the festival finale, though, before you go.
Well, we'll have more time that will be coming on the radio over the next few weeks for the second week, but you don't want to miss the festival finale. It is Mark O'Connor. He is a fantastic fiddler, violinist. He plays everything from classical music to bluegrass to country to jazz. He's an amazing musician who is bringing up his basically family band. Four members of his family play in the band, as well as two other people. They put out their first album in 2013, and it won Grammys right away.
Oh, wow.
So they are coming here. They spent last summer opening for the Zac Brown Band all over the country.
Wow, they're big time.
They're big time now. They're big time. We're so lucky to be getting them. He's never been to Juneau, and he wanted to come, so we are so pleased to have him coming. This is going to be at Centennial Hall at the big hall there. We are expecting a lot of people, so do not delay in getting tickets. You want to be sure that is going to be one fantastic performance.
Reggie, thanks so much for giving us all these highlights today. There's so much great stuff. You must be excited. I'm just getting excited talking about it. The JunoJazzAndClassics.org website on the calendar page has all of this lined out and
plus
all the information you need.
Lots of free concerts and things we didn't talk about.
Yeah, well, as you said, you're coming back, so we'll hear more from you. And my compliments to your website people. It's really looking good. Lots of amazing photos. It's just getting me even more excited for the series. So thanks so much for coming on today and sharing all this information. Is there anything that you want to add or highlight before you leave?
Nope, I'll just see you all at the festival.
All right, and you'll be back to talk to us again sometime soon, too. Thanks again, Reggie. Here's a Mark O'Connor song to play you out.